Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Apparently, the teaching of the Church of England did not bring salvation, as a great restlessness arose among the small band of preachers, John and Charles Wesley, George Whitefield, and Benjamin Ingram. One by one, in their wrestlings with God, they broke through to salvation by faith. Selina Hastings, or Lady Huntington, and her husband Theophilus also wrestled with salvation. Selina was wealthy in nobility, but she found no peace for her soul. Her quest for salvation grew to desperation. Some around her thought that she had lost her mind and urged that she be committed to an insane asylum. Finally, while on a sickbed, she threw herself unreservedly on the mercy of God and broke through to the assurance of salvation. Benjamin Ingram came to Theophilus and Selina and spent a month instructing them in the scriptures. Word got around that Selina had joined the Methodists, and her aunt sent for the Bishop of Gloucester to set her straight. She was now considered a disgrace to her heritage and to the Church of England. Her knowledge of the scriptures and salvation by faith was so sharp that after a considerable length of conversation, the bishop got up and ran out of the house. With Lady Huntington's salvation came the deepening concern for the welfare of the men and women on her estates, and a zeal for the salvation of her servants, her acquaintances, her family, and the nobility amongst whom she mingled, a zeal that was to become the master passion of her life.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.